Dean Edukovic from University of Zagreb. And just to start with, I feel very humbled to present here, because there are so many people who have done wonderful work. And when I was invited by Alain here, I said I have nothing to share except some plans that we want to do. And he said, well, this is fine. So I come here to share the plans that maybe will be developed. Now I'm looking at the disclosure slide, and I can assure you I have no interest to declare, or no conflict of interest. Now the background of the whole thing is that because of the increasing demand for mental health services and services related to behavioral problems in the city where I live, which is city of Zagreb, which is capital of Croatia, with a population of about 900,000 people, and the whole country is 4.8 million. The city has developed a five-year strategy in the area of health and social services. That also includes the mental health component. And as the city was developing it, we approached them, and after a lot of persuasion, we told them that it would be a good idea to also start an email support service in the mental health and behavioral problems area. And they have agreed. They have agreed to support development of such a center over 5 years. We are still not in the phase that they said how much money they will be able to allocate to that. But the outline plan is there, and we are very pleased that the city authorities are behind that. The idea is to support, to develop a support center with a comprehensive online package ranging from written materials that people can access, to self-assessment opportunities, and also a fairly intensive interaction with the counselors over the email or video conferencing, video links if needed. This will be also, we think, very important reference point for the people to get into the system once they get hopefully good experience with the e-contact with the mental health professionals. Now we are moving within the mental health promotion area, very much focusing on the primary prevention, and we hope to be hope to serve the people who have who are living with increased risks, life risks, or who have are showing the early symptoms of behavioral problems or mental health problems. So we are really hoping to be in the front line of the primary prevention. And to be able, in that respect, to deliver some of these services early on. So basically, the overall approach is empowering the individuals to be proactive with regard to their mental health issues, whether it's their own or their families or other important ones, and to help them more effectively deal with various conditions, whether it is post-traumatic stress reactions or developing life skills, sometimes parenting skills, or stress management capacity. We also hope to empower the community itself by providing the services to a range of people who are concerned whether they can have a better quality of life in the mental health arena, whether they can become better parents, or how to deal with child abuse or domestic violence that they are exposed to or have knowledge of. We think that especially in the areas that are highly stigmatized, mental health, of course, but also domestic violence, there's a great area or this kind of support center. So you see, I'm talking much broader than either trauma or just mental health in this aspect. Now, this has not the arguments that we used for persuading the city authorities to go and support this kind of project is that the mental health and related problems are an important disadvantage to the community, to the economy, to the city economy, that service costs are increasing very much. We used the argument that overall about 20% of the general population suffer from one or another psychological condition or behavior problem, and that it is reflected in their functioning, whether family functioning or work functioning, and that costs money and work disability and this and that. We also emphasized the fact that the country is going through a social transition process and that it has been exposed to a war and is living in a post-war, post-conflict period, and that a significant number or significant segments of the national population have been affected by the war. So that the after effects of that are visible in many areas of people's life and also community life, and that is part of the responsibility of the authorities to deal with. This is especially true for large urban areas like Zagreb because of the internal migration of people migrating to the city. And that is adding to the stressors of life that they always have. In addition to that, studies, including one multi-site, multinational study that I was part of, show that in the country we have, at the population level, there is 20% of PTSD that is reaching the clinical diagnostic criteria, and 25% of the major depression in the areas mostly affected by the war. So obviously there is a need for that. So the aims of the project are to increase the primary prevention of mental health and behavior-related problems. And the second one that actually emerged over the last 2 years is to increase the preparedness for disaster response. Now, this is related to another event, if you will, actually to the pan-European project called the TENS, the European Network for Traumatic Stress, which has been on for 3 years and has actually completed formally yesterday with a conference in Brussels. And I was part of that. And the TENS aimed to do several things, to map the existing services across Europe of all kinds of institutions and organizations that can be activated in cases of mass disaster and major incidents, whether it's the statutory agencies, health, mental health, volunteer or non-governmental agencies, and so forth. This has been a tremendous effort, and all European countries have participated in that, including the South Eastern Europe, where I was responsible for doing that. So we have a pretty good mapping of the services across Europe, including Croatia. So that turned out and showed that country-wise, we have considerable resources that are fairly well trained, that are willing and able to respond to the crisis brought about by a major disaster, but that there is a lack of integration of these kind of services among themselves. And some of them do not actually recognize themselves as a resource that the country or the community could rely on and mobilize. So the TENS project has actually contributed to raising awareness of the organizations and individuals that they can play an important role in such a case. So the online support service that we are hopefully going to develop will also include the disaster preparedness measures. This will be done according to the guidelines that have been developed by the TENS project, which are well written, and they are they can be applied across Europe with some little need to adapt them for the local purposes. And they have been developed for the areas or the catchment areas of about 250,000 people. And they include different aspects, and I cannot show you that, but please trust me on that. That is from planning and responding in the very early phase, right on the spot, and in the first week, and the first month, and 3 months, and so on. With the aim, also an eye on the need for prolonged support to victims of mass disasters, which can be up to 3 years or so. So these two perspectives are being integrated into what our project hopefully will be. So the primary target in the city will be the population between 15 and 50 years. Basically, we are looking at the people who may be reluctant for whatever reason to approach a mental health professional service, either through a general practitioner or directly. And we are looking at the people who, as we say, have any kind of mental health concern. Now, this segment of population is more exposed to risk behaviors and risk situations and events, stressors, also traumatic stress. These are the people in the most productive age group. They typically work a lot, have little time, but then are concerned with the well-being of their family, especially the children. If they're parents, they want to improve the parenting and have other concerns related to stress and anxiety. So the assessment is that there may be about 15% of the population of Zagreb that may fall into the target category, which is about maybe 100,000 people. Now, why online support? Well, this has been obvious throughout this conference. But we have also, what we are seeing is that organizations that provide counseling, face-to-face counseling, are receiving about 20 online requests for advice or counseling each week, each of them, without advertising this kind of services. And then there is some email corresponding with the clients who approach these organizations. So obviously there is a need. And what we are seeing is an increase in that demand. The web pages of organizations who have anything to do, local or national organizations, who have anything to do with mental health or psychology, psychiatry, are visited several hundred times per week, and that is also increasing. So that is obviously the need is there. And overall, about 45% of the population is using regularly the internet, and in large cities like Zagreb, this is much more. Another aspect that motivated us to move into that is that internet or online communication is very democratic. And what we are seeing in our country also is that the socioeconomic limitations, traditional limitations for seeking mental health assistance are being bring down that these limits are breaking. So the traditional bias of middle class people having better access to mental health traditionally may come to the end with the internet. So we want to do that. We want to support that. Now, some assessments about the organizational aspects about this. It is anticipated that the center will have about 5 core staff working there, and we have a network of about 40 well-trained counselors and therapists who are willing to go part-time and support the center. So after fully developed, we assess that about 8,000 clients per year will have access to interactive communication over the online with this group of counselors, and that many more, about 25,000 people is assessed, will benefit from the site in other ways, either through going through the information or self-guiding the therapy and other less laborious ways. Now, comprehensive promotion of this site is part of its development. We want to get the message out there to as many people as possible that it's there and that they can access it. Another concern is something that motivated us very much, and that is that if we as professionals do not move into this area and start proactively providing good and quality information about mental health and how to deal with these things, since this area is fully unregulated, it is very likely that other providers with less quality information but who are after the money only will fill in this niche. So this is also an argument that we have used. An important aspect of our planning, and also persuading the authorities, was the cost-benefit analysis. And as some of you know, this is very important, but it's very difficult to do. The cost-benefit analysis is, of course, about the costs and the benefits. Now, we are very good at calculating the costs of our work and time and equipment or whatever. So that was easy. But then we consulted with the macroeconomists. We wanted to have the best estimate of what may be the benefit for the city, for example, in terms of money. And they started asking very hard and difficult questions. How much decrease in sick leave days can you expect if this works very much? And if it is fine. Can you expect short term hospitalization early on because of early services? Reduction in direct costs for mental health, medication, and that and that. So we had really hard time answering those questions. So after a lot of discussion, these are the figures that they came up with. Now, the estimate of the total costs related to mental health for the city of Zagreb is 422 million euro per year. And the assumption is if only 0.1% there is a decrease in sick days and some of the other costs, this could result in financial savings of up to 2.5 million euros per year. And the costs would be less than 500,000 euros. So at least, and this is a very conservative assessment, 1 to 5. So we'll see how it happened, whether it works or not over a period of time. Now, financial issues for the clients are also important. These services will be gradually developed over the 5-year period. During the first 2 years, the services will be absolutely free for all. And beyond this period, there will be probably selective pay-per-service subsidized fee. We hope, and that's the understanding, that the city will continue to subsidize the service so that people who want to have more intensive online or video counseling or things like that will be required to contribute some money, except some of the selected groups of clients like low-income clients, children, youth, and veterans who will have access services for free. Obviously, this will not be anonymous in this aspect. And there are issues about identification and credibility and so on, but we are aware of that. So hopefully the outcomes will be that there is an increase of mental health services to the concerned public, lowering the threshold for self-initiated use of mental health services in the population, low cost of the prevention activities, and low cost for unions. Oh, thank you. So these are the outcomes. Now, we are very keen on early identification of possible mental health conditions and appropriate referral to the services where necessary. And the stigmatization of mental health, I think, is important, and especially among the young people that eventually will become mature and old, but they will grow with this experience over the years. And hopefully we'll be able also to increase their preparedness for the disaster response. By and large, this is about bringing mental health closer to the people who have barriers of different kinds, and people who lack social support, and we know how it is important to overcome the difficulties that people may have in their transitional life periods or whatever. And at this point, I just want to say an illustration. There was the people who are concerned, but not necessarily having mental health really serious conditions. We got an email from a woman a week ago who said, I'm going through an early phase of a divorce and I'm concerned how to handle this. I have two children. So where do I get some help? Where do I get some advice on doing that? That's not really a mental health problem, but I think it can be a good prevention. So this is what we want to do. The last thing here is that a center like this will enable prolonged access to people affected by major incidents and disasters. So when we meet in 5 years, I'll be hopefully able to share with you some of the outcomes. Thank you.
Dean, do you want to take a couple of questions for your presentation now?
Yeah, that would be nice. If there are any questions at this point.
It certainly sounds fascinating and very much needed in your country. And I'm wondering, where in this process are you actually in terms of, has the application gone in? Are you still preparing your materials?
We are preparing the final application. We have gathered the people who are willing to contribute, who have committed for the 5 years, this group of 40 people. We've been discussing the materials and the concepts that need to be put there. And let me just add that being at this conference was extremely helpful, because I'm going back home full with new ideas and seeing the initiatives. But what also occurred to me, and this morning over breakfast I discussed it with Nancy, I think we are still not thinking in terms of the World Wide Web integration. We have seen fantastic work being done here and there and addressing different groups and populations. But there's no reason why a client from Zagreb would not access any of these websites and go through that and benefit from that. The limitation, of course, is language. But in a small country like mine own, children start learning English at the age in the third grade. There may be cultural differences and so on. So I think as we develop this, we'll very much rely on what's going on in the World Wide Web around, and also direct our clients to make the best use of that, I think. So I think we'll be thinking more around the globe in this aspect, and perhaps we are not all doing that enough yet. Thank you for your question. Okay. Anyway? Okay. Thank you.